Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today here on This Is Sharon. I'm just so delighted that you decided to tune in today. And I say it every week because I truly mean it. I do. For people to take time out of their schedule and take time out of their day to listen to our show, we are very appreciative of that. And I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it today. Thank you so much, and to all my faithful listeners. Oh, I just love, 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 love you. You are the best. You are, because some of you have been with me since day one. And I just want to say thank you. And for those who may be new to the show, welcome. Welcome to This Is Sharon. And we would like you to know that we are here every week. And, of course, if you have questions or you have comments, just dial in 215-383-3872 for those who may be online listening to the show. You can dial in, and for those who are already dialed in, just push option 1, and if you have a question, you will be put into the queue for questions. And for those who are new to the show, I just kind of want to share with you the mission of the show today. Our mission is to build strong businesses in the community so we can put people to work. That's right. You may be saying, well, how do you do that? Well, we do our best to bring programming that gives knowledge as it relates to sales, branding, pricing, internet, social media, franchising, starting your own business, business development, establishing leadership teams. We talk about a lot of things, but we also discuss relationships because most of everybody is relational. So we try our best to make sure that we have programming that enlightens, informs, and entertain. So thank you so much for joining us today. On this episode, we are going to be taking a look at generational. Yep, those generationals. You know, we have different generations in the world today. Some have put it at about 6. And we're going to talk about one of the groups in particular. So stay tuned for that. And also coming up, I am going to give you a health tip. If you're trying to get ready for the summer, you're wanting to lose some of those unwanted pounds, and you know most of us are in that category, and some are trying to gain some weight, I'm going to give you a health tip coming up right here on this episode. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to dive right in.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Once again, thank you so much for joining me right here on the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, on this show, we're going to be talking about generations. Wonderful people in this world, and a special group in particular. You know, this particular generation, people tend to think they're lazy, they don't want to do anything, they just want what they want, that they're a selfish generation, and we're going to be talking about that generation today. The millennials, Generation Y. How do you talk to them? How do you deal with them? What's up with this generation? It's a question that many people have been asking, and we're going to talk about it today. But before we do, I want to just give you background on some of the generations. these generations have been broken down into about six living generations right here in America. And according to the University of Phoenix, Texas, and A&M University, there are six living generations. I bet you didn't know that, did you? These generations have distinctions about them. They have different likes. They have dislikes. And they're different. Now, for the most part, now that's not to say that everybody that's born in a certain year or that's part of a certain generation has the same exact characteristics, but they do tend to be similar. What are the six generations, you may be asking? Well, I'm going to go through those, and then we're going to talk about one group in particular. The GI generation, that's the generation of those born between 1901 and 1926, these are children of the World War I generation. Some may have been fighters in World War II. They were very young during the Great Depression. The Depression, of course, was a significant event in America in the lives of those who had to deal with and faced that. So the GI generation, then you have your mature, your silence, born between 1927 and 1945. They went through formative years during an era of conformity. If you were born in that year, you may have heard terms like peace, jobs, the suburbs, television, rock and roll, cars. This was probably the first hopeful generation of the civil rights. The words like discipline, self-sacrifice, and cautious defined quite a few who were born during that time. Then there are the baby boomers, born just after the Second World War, between 1946 and 1964. World War II had ended in 1945, and the baby boomers are those who were born as the war ended. So families were settling down. There was the Save the World Revolution. Self-centeredness, it ushered in the free love and nonviolent protests.
I grew up hearing Dr. King. There was something about his voice, maybe about his appeal.
Dr. King had collected a lot of social themes and couplets and words and language, and he brought all the best of those years of speaking together in one gloriously magnificent moment.
I have a dream.
When he spoke that day on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, he was preaching from his heart, from his soul, from his guts.
And I did notice at a certain point, he starts off reading, and then at a certain moment,
Mahalia Jackson interrupted him while he's speaking. Tell him about the dream, Martin. Tell him about the dream. His whole body language changed. And he changed to what I call the Baptist preacher stance. And I say to the person standing next to me, whoever that was, I said, these people don't know it, but they're about ready to go to church.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up.
Like the greatest jazz musician, he just does an incredible solo.
It was as if some transcendental terrestrial force had come down and taken over his body.
I didn't know that Dr. King had left the script, but that's what was in there.
And you stood in wonder as he spoke, as these words came out.
My four little children
will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation.
We live in realities lots of times, and somebody talks about a dream, you know, it gives a certain image, but the image that he gave was a future. And it wasn't beyond our reality to think that certain things could happen.
We were looking for leadership, and he was offering it.
The I Have a Dream speech was a summons, a call to the collective conscience of America, that we can be better than this.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
Next generation tended to be more positive about authority, structure, tradition. It is one of the largest generations in history with about 77 million people. Then there's the Generation X, born between 1965 and 1980. They were referred to as latchkey kids because many of them grew up street smart but isolated. Many of them were products of divorced parents or career-driven parents, so hence the name latchkey, because the children typically had keys, and when they went home, there was no one there but them.
Gen X, let me see the Gen Xers in here. Okay, Gen X, you are the most creative of all the generations. Why? Because the baby boomer mom went off to work. And we left you home alone. There was no Nickelodeon. There was no nannies. There was no daycare. It was you, Gen X. We called you the latchkey kids. So mom goes off to work, and she looks at the latchkey kids, and she says, mom's going off to work. So we asked that Gen Xer, that oldest child, to stay home and get dinner started, to plug in the crock pot, clean up, help your brothers and sisters with their homework. And when she left and closed the door, what were you doing, Gen X? You were making mixtapes. They loved their music so much, they were listening to the radio, and they would push the tape recorder up against the radio, and they would press play and record at the same time. And they gave their tapes away. They shared their music. Now think about this. Creative of all the generations, why? How do we get our music today? How do we share files today? How do we give information today? Thank you, Generation X. You see, Sony was watching you. They were nervous, but they were watching you, and then Apple got the big idea to sell them individually. If you begin to think of how we are receiving, how we are listening, how we are sharing our music, our films, our movies today, it's because of Generation X. It's because this generation saw into the future, because they cared about their friends, and they wanted to share information. You're very creative. You are called the dot-com generation. You are the leaders of today.
Generation X, they wanted to save just the neighborhood, not the entire world. Then there's the millennials. They were born between 1981 and 2000, the 911 generation. And they are quite different from Generation X. They're very nurtured. School safety issues during this generation, they live with the thought of they could possibly be harmed at school, and they have learned quite early that this world is really not a safe place. They tend to schedule a lot of things. They don't live to work. They prefer to be more relaxed. They like having fun. You may have to hold their hands a lot, give them a lot of accolades. They prefer digital literacy because they have grown up in a digital environment. And this generation has really not known a world without computers. They get most, if not all, of their information from the Internet. And this generation prefers to work in teams.
Hello. I'm a selfish, uninvolved, unmotivated, pampered narcissist who depends on his parents to do pretty much everything for him. Or more simply put, I'm a millennial. There have been many words used to describe my generation. I can't blame people for having these opinions, honestly. Despite these things, I believe that we are very heavily misjudged. I read a study that states by 2020, roughly 50% of the workforce will be made up of millennials. That means that all these do-nothings will either be working for you or right beside you. What's interesting about this, though, is that my generation, we're not really in it for the perks and prestige that come with the corner office or the C-level position. Forbes did a study on my generation, and they said 67% of us want to start a business, while only 13% of us want to climb the corporate ladder to become CEO or president. I am one of those lazy kids who decided to start a business. In just one short year, we've over doubled our team and turned what was a passion into a business with profits and employees. I can tell you firsthand that lazy is not an adjective I would ever use to describe a business owner. It just doesn't make sense. My generation prefers and actually thrives in a team environment. We're very interconnected. What it comes down to is it's a clear indicator that my generation places a strong value on the fulfillment that we get out of work. We don't want to spend one third of our lives doing something that we hate. I don't think that's a crazy philosophy. What this means is that we want to do work we're passionate about and work for someone we're passionate about. Both must be present for us truly to feel fulfilled. So what does this mean for employers? Are you doomed by the emergence of millennials in the workplace? No, not at all. What it means is you'll have to adapt and change to the new wave of employees. Honestly, in most ways, it'll be for the better. So now that you've heard what I have to say, let me try to paint you a different picture. Hello. I'm a creative, independent, motivated free thinker who just wants to be happy. Or more simply put, I'm a millennial.
Then you have the Generation Z, the bumblets. They were born after 2001. In 2006, there was a record number of births in the United States, and 49% of those were born to Hispanic families. And due to that, it definitely has changed the American melting pot in terms of behavior and culture. And the interesting thing about this Generation Z, about 4 million of them will have their own cell phones. They've never known a world without computers and cell phones. They tend to not be concerned about the environment and trying to save it. And with the advent of computers and web-based learning, the children of this generation typically leave toys behind at a younger age. If you noticed in the news, a lot of the toy manufacturers, businesses are suffering now. You may have heard about Toys R Us. They're really having some struggles right now because children don't really play with those toys much or for long. As children start to reach the age of 4 and 5, they're ready to play on the computer or the cell phone. They become less interested in toys. That desire to have electronics, video games, those things at an earlier age. They are savvy consumers as adults or young adults. They tend to know what they want and how to get it. So that's the 6 living generations in America in a nutshell. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about the millennials right here. This is Sharon.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the KeithAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
I want to say thank you so much again for joining me here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon, and today we are talking about the six generations in America. And we are wanting to kind of put a spotlight on the millennials. Typically, when you hear about millennials, you hear the word lazy, don't want to work, spoiled generation. Only concerned about themselves. Well, you know what? There are some millennials out there that are wanting to dispel that. They feel that that's just not a really good conception of who they are. The millennials born between 1981 and 2000, they are very concerned about some things and some things they just aren't. Millennials tend to schedule everything, and they really enjoy having fun. But if you have millennials that are in your life or in your family, at your school, or you work with millennials, you may be wondering, how in the world do you talk to them? What are they interested in? What is it about this generation? Why can't you relate to this generation? Well, one of the things that you may need to do if you have programs or you're trying to target this generation or you're trying to understand who they are, find out about them. Digital media and school shootings and terrorist attacks, the 9/11 terrorist attacks, they typically grew up as children of divorced parents. They hope to be the next great generation and turn around all the wrong things that have happened today. They grew up more sheltered than any other generation because parents were really doing their best to protect them from the negative things in the world. So they typically are a very pampered, sheltered, very loved generation. As children, they tend to keep busy, be on the go. This generation has been the first generation of children with schedules because there's so much going on, there's so much to do. And they typically like schedules and follow schedules, the millennial generation. What are some of their core values and some of their attributes? Those are things that we need to know, their work ethic, family experiences, their values. What are their preferences? What do they prefer? If this is a generation that you want to connect with, you want to target some of your media, your social media, some of your products. These are things that you need to know about millennials. How do they communicate? Where do they like to receive most of their information? Do they want to be mentored? What are their thoughts of retirement, their careers? These are things that you need to take into consideration when you are dealing with millennials. Based on the studies that have been shown and based on the differences between the generations, this may not fit every single person in this millennial generation, but it tends towards the majority. Money, typically this generation earned their money to spend their money, whereas the baby boomers typically were buy now and pay for it later. And the Generation X tends to be more cautious and conservative when dealing with money. They want to save, save, save. The millennials typically earn their money and they spend their money. Work ethic. They tend to be quite ambitious, but they also want to know what's next. They're not typically looking to be in a career for 20, 30, 40 years. They're wanting to grow. They like multitasking, and some of them are quite entrepreneurial. They tend to have a more global and networked focus. So when it comes to millennials, you have to keep these things in mind if you want to target them for anything like programs or events, products. They are very good workers when it comes to the workplace, typically not wanting to stay in an environment for a long period of time. These are your millennials, things that you need to know. They don't like menial work. They are quite brain smart. If you talk to a millennial, they are brain smart people. They may be inexperienced. They need structure. Many of them lack discipline. They have very high expectations, though. One of the things that has come out when it comes to millennials is that they tend to have a lack of skills when it comes to dealing with difficult people. They don't necessarily have the skills set to do that. They could be quite impatient. And they don't respond very well to those who act in an authoritarian manner. So when you want to target your products, or if you're trying to target programs, or you're trying to target things to that generation, then those are things that you might want to keep in mind. And when we come back, from this short break, we are going to continue our discussion right here on the Marketing Bookit. This is Sharon. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon, and we have been talking about a very beautiful generation, the millennials. The millennials, and people are trying to figure out, how do you work with the millennials? How do you target millennials? They're so different. And they have, of course, been part of many focus groups. People are wanting to know their opinions. What do you do? How do you work with them? If you're trying to raise money, or if you're trying to develop training and development, so workshops, how do you target millennials? Well, one of the things that you can do, and they really enjoy giving their opinions, use them as focus groups. Ask their opinions. Put them in charge of something, especially technology. That appeals to many millennials. They have really good networking. Most of them are awesome at networking. If you know any millennials, you know that they have a lot of friends. And again, this may not be everybody, but typically they have quite a bit of friends in the social network, and they like being on the go. So if you want to link them to your cause, put them in charge of something, especially as it relates to technology, social media, and training and development. Most of us need training and development if we want to continue to be good and to become better at what we do. Most millennials, they're willing and sometimes really eager to take risks. They don't mind making mistakes. They consider this a learning opportunity. So in training and development, understand that they want to learn. They don't mind making mistakes. They want you to be transparent, though, when it comes to your information. As far as mentoring, they like exploring new avenues. And sometimes these millennials don't mind breaking the rules if it's going to help them to explore different things. They sometimes raise the bar on themselves. They have high expectations. They do have goals, but sometimes they are not always disciplined, organized, and structured when it comes to achieving their goals and when it comes to putting their goals expectations and ideals on paper. Those are areas in which millennials need a little bit of assistance. If they do something well, commend them. They like to be praised. They like accolades. And, you know, sometimes as humans, we are stingy when it comes to accolades and giving praise. This millennial generation, people say they're kind of hard to understand. A lot of them really aren't. They are hard workers. They love having fun. And you just have to get to know who they are and give opportunities to get to know who they are. So that's a little bit on the millennials. And when I come back, I'm going to share with you something that we are looking to do with this group right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon. Hey, I told you, too, that we wanted to give you just a small tip on trying to lose a few pounds or even trying to gain. One of the things that you might want to do is organize your refrigerator. What do I mean by organizing your refrigerator? Well, try this one little tip. Instead of putting all the sugary things and all the sweet things in the front of your refrigerator, how about doing packets, little packets of healthy snacks, like snack bags of vegetables, oranges, grapes, fruits, yogurts, things that are really healthy for you. Put those things in the front of the refrigerator at eye level and put all your sweets and the less healthy things. Make it harder to get to, like put it at the bottom in a drawer or put it way in the back. So when you get really hungry, the first thing you see and the first thing you grab is a healthy snack. And that comes from USA Today. We're looking to start a new radio show. We're going to do a pilot on the 23rd, Thursday the 23rd at 7 o'clock p.m. So stay tuned for that. We're going to give you more details on that. But please save that date. And for those millennials, Xers, and Z's, hey, tune in. Put that on your calendar, March the 23rd at 7 p.m. We will give you more information on that, but we're really excited about that. And I just want to say to all of my listeners that have tuned in with me today, thank you so much for joining us here on the Marketing Pulpit. And my daddy used to tell me years ago, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And I'm going to encourage you to do that today. And also, listen, if you have a comment or suggestion, check out our website. Just leave me a comment, www.enjoylifeinc.com. That's the letter NJOYLIFEINC, enjoylifeinc.com. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, enjoy your journey. This is Sharon.